welcome in to another great edition of Board Check. Of course, that makes me your amazing host, Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks to Impact Media and everybody here at Blog, or at, at Board Check, for allowing us to come on each and every week and talk the amazing game of hockey, my favorite sport, hopefully yours as well. Today's episode, I guess, if you want to call it that, or installment, is called And So It Begins. Because the playoff push, sure, you could argue at any point the playoff push started, but pretty much, to me, at the beginning of February is where you start to see people try to put distance between them and other teams and do their best to make it to the dance. I'm just going to get right into it. And at the moment, both the Glass are playing tonight, and neither one of them are doing very well. Early next week, we will be back on schedule. Gosh, I hope. But let's start back last Saturday, where the Gladiators had the big win versus Utah. They hosted Utah 3-2. Nesbitt with two big goals. Frazee, however you want to say it, with the other one. Nell with 22 saves. They had the win versus the Norfolk Admirals 7-0, where Nesbitt had two. Jagman, Conway, Aslan, Solviev, and Neely all with the big goals there. Booth had the shutout. Congratulations there. And 30 saves. They lost. Gosh, that was Sunday. Yep. Lost Sunday in Greenville, 9-3, where Aslan, Forney, and Mesner had the goals there. Nell with 22 saves in the losing effort. Of course, upcoming schedule, as I just said. They are playing right now in Reading versus the Royals. That's a cool team to follow if you ever get the chance or want to check into some other teams just to check them out. Not saying you got to be a fan of them, nothing like that, but Reading does really cool, and the Manchester Monarchs, those are pretty cool teams, that and Chicago Wolves, of course, in the AHL. But those are storied teams that always seem to do pretty well, do some really cool promotions, things like that. Check them out after you check out the Gladiators and Swamp Rabbits, of course. But they are in Reading, as I said. Some more middle of the game. I haven't seen an update in a minute. We'll once again have a full review next week. And also tomorrow they will be in, I believe it is Worcester. They'll be in Worcester, 7:05 puck drop on that one. The two big news and notes at this particular juncture: the Teddy Bear Toss, they set a new record this year. Was not able to attend that one. But a new record was set last year. The record was 6,072 stuffed animals and bears. This year, 8,763. Those will go to various charities throughout the year. They do a fantastic job. This is just exceptional. You know, give yourself an applause. If you're just a fan, let alone if you were there or donated or anything like that, that's just incredible. You got to think about how many faces that's gonna bring a smile to. And it's a teddy bear toss to me. It's one of the best promotions in hockey. I know they mainly do it on the minor level. I think they should do it in the NHL. I've yet to see it, but you just got to see it in the NHL. I think it's something they've got to do. And the last bit of Gladiator news is congratulations to the captain. Oh, captain, my captain. Derek Nesbitt, who not only scored his 300th goal, but scored his 303rd goal. I think he actually has one tonight as well. But he now has over 300 goals, so congratulations to him on that. Now we move on to the Swamp Rabbits. They had the big win as they hosted South Carolina, 6-2. Marcinou had two. Monfredo, Elmire, recently acquired Elmire, I believe that's how you say it, and LaCroix Jeremy Hellvig, 34 massive saves. Thank goodness he didn't have to make 50 like normal. They had the loss versus Florida 4-2, where Perkovic and Pelich had the goals there. Hellvig with 24 saves. Had the loss versus Utah 6-4, where Nott, Horton, Pelich, and Elmire had goals in that one. And I think it's that's how you say it, the new goalie. He had 20 saves in that one. They had the big win. Versus Atlanta. They host Atlanta. 9-3. Baptista had two. He had Duchesne. He had McPherson. Griffin. Nault. Heath. Backov. And Elmire. All of the goals there. Hellvig with 30 saves. They are playing tonight in Florida versus the Everblades. Once again, last I heard, it is not going well. They play tomorrow night in Florida to finish up with the Everblades. 7 p.m. puck drop on that one. They've had some new acquisitions that I want to at least mention. Elmire, that I talked about from the Indy Fuel. Heath, they got from Wheeling. From the WHL, I believe. And Will Lockhead, that they got from the Springville Thunderbolts. They signed Lincoln Griffin. Cedric LaCroix, has been called up to Charlotte, I believe. And Adam Rockwood, they got from Springfield T-Birds as well. Lots going on the ECHL side of Board Check. Let's go on to the pro side, because we actually have some NHL stuff I want to talk about as well. Let's start with the Predators. They had the loss versus Toronto 5-2, where Arvidsson and Granlund, what a great pickup Granlund's been. He did some pretty good things last season for the Minnesota Wild. The Wild and Dallas game is actually on TV now. It's a pretty good game up to this point. But glad to see him in the Predators garb. Pecorine, 26 saves in the losing effort there. They were able to beat the Washington Capitals 5-4, where Weber, Grimaldi, Tenorti, Granlund, and Johansson all had goals in that. Saros had 21 saves. They had the win in... That was in Washington. The win in New Jersey. Forsberg had two. Bonino, Ekholm, and Duchesne with the goals. I know what you're saying. That's only five. Well, they won in a shootout, where Forsberg and Duchesne had goals in that. Rene with 27 overall saves there. They took on the Vegas Golden Knights. They were shut out. 3-0. Pecorine, 36 saves in that one. And in Winnipeg, they won that one 2-1 in overtime, where Bonino and Granlund had the goals in that one. Also, last night in Calgary, got the big win, 3-2. Turris, Fabro, and Granlund. Granlund is just on fire right now with the goals there. Saros with 37 saves. They will play tomorrow night in Edmonton, 7 p.m. puck drop there. They will play Monday in Vancouver, 10 p.m. puck drop on that one. Let's see. Moving on to the Hurricanes. They had the loss versus the Golden Knights. They hosted the Golden Knights 4-3. Aho, McGinn, and Teravainen with the goals. Mrazek with 33 saves. They had the win via shootout versus Vancouver, 4-3. Aho, Niederreiter, Svechnikov with the goals. Reimer, 32 saves. Teravainen and Justin Williams, with the goals in the shootout for the win. They had the loss in St. Louis versus the Blues, 6-3. Aho, McGinn, and Nechas with the goals there. Mrazek with 20 saves. And last night, they had the win in Arizona, 5-3. Sebastian Aho with 2, Andrei Svechnikov with 2, Jacob Slavin with 1. I'll take it. That's Hall of, I mean, not Hall of Fame. That's All-Star Jacob Slavin. Romer with the 30 saves for that one. Now, I want to talk a little Alex Ovechkin. Not only did he get, I think they said as of the other day, he is about 200 goals behind Gretzky all time. Gretzky had like 898, and I think it's like 694 or so. Now for Ovechkin, there's a chance if he plays 5 or 6 more years and gets about 30 or 40 goals. It's going to be real dang close. But also, he got 40 goals for the season the other day. This is the 11th time. He's done them all with the Capitals. The only person who has done it more than him is Gretzky, who had it who did it 12 times with actually 4 different teams. So, Alex Ovechkin, if you didn't already think he was good, he's getting close to Gretzky numbers. Still a little far away on some, but he's getting up there. And it's not just an accumulation thing. It's not, oh, well, the game's different. It's no, you know, even Gretzky's saying, hey, this guy's really good. And it's just magic getting to watch him play. We'll talk about a lot of guys that are really magical when they play, like Joe Thornton, who became the 14th player ever to score 1,500 points. That is just an exceptional accomplishment. Congratulations to Joe Thornton out there in San Jose. They had this weird thing happen at the Minnesota game the other night, where Minnesota goalie Alex Stalock thought he saw the referee make the signal for a delayed penalty. He saw a situation where he thought a penalty was called, and so he started skating over to the bench, to which his teammates finally noticed and started yelling at him, and he was able to get back in net before anything was able to happen. His team luckily had the puck, and they wasted a little bit of time so that he could get back in position. And a lot of people say, well, he needs to pay better attention and things. No, I think... he shouldn't assume that a penalty is going to get called, but I think the referees have to do a little better job there of making it apparent that they're going to call a play. I mean, that they're going to call a penalty, you know? I'm going to side a little bit with him on this, and it's kind of like fair catches in football. You got to make it pretty clear what's going on. But, yeah, that could have been bad. But they were able to, like I said, keep the puck in possession long enough for him to get back in position. He's a little embarrassed, obviously, but all worked out. And then lastly, Zach Parise plays in his 1,000th game. Congratulations to Parise. He is a fantastic player as well, playing for Minnesota as we speak. We're actually watching the 1,000th game. But, I mean, just all-around great accomplishments, whether it's Ovechkin with the goals, whether it's Joe Thornton with the points, or whether it's Parise with the overall games. You just got to applaud the efforts of this guy. We're getting to see some of the greatest players play right now. It's been really fun being a hockey fan for as long as I have, and I look forward to watching a lot more. Like I said, we're watching this game now. Let's see, next hockey game, next Glads game that you will see us at is the 23rd, I believe. Yeah, I believe it's the 23rd versus Greenville. It will be the second to last game that we currently have penciled in on our schedule. But make sure to come out and say hello. But that is going to do it for us this week. Shout out to everybody who has made it amazing to be able to come on and do this show. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. This has been Board Check, and so it begins. That playoff race has started for everybody. It's going to be fun to see which of these four teams make it in. I think they all have a shot. But we'll talk more about that next week. We'll see you then. Go Glads. Go Rabbits. Go Predators. Go Canes. Go watch hockey. See you next week, guys. Let's get ready to rock.